My name is Núria Planell, and I work as a support engineer at Marmalade Technologies. I don't know if you use Marmalade as a tool, or how many have used that or seen that before, but the talk that I'm going to give today is about how can you make easy games for cross-platform, and, well, how the user experience should go. My background is not quite a developer. I'm a physicist from the background. I've been working at Marmalade for the past 6 months. And as a user, I've been experiencing all that you might be experiencing when you start using this tool. So the idea is that it's a tool that you program in C++. And with that simple code, you can deploy then to any cross-platform that you want. So you just have a simple code that then will be used, the same one, to all platforms. It's not a toolkit, but also an engine. So it's in between this boundary. And the way it works is that we have simplified APIs. You use the functions of those APIs. And in this way, you will be able to deploy to any platform. And in the loader, it will be all this process, but the user does not have to touch any of those to be able to deploy to any of those. It's a free SDK, so you can just start downloading it right now and start using it for free. And if you want to extend the feature of the SDK, you can always write extensions and wrap around third-party libraries and extend its characteristics as far as you go. We love open sources, so feel free to use it. The way it goes is that you have one project format, what we call the MKB file, and you open the IDE, which can use Visual Studio if you work on PC, on Windows, or Xcode if you're working on Mac. And you don't need to download anything else. You just need Visual Studio or Xcode. Since it's mainly C++ tool, you won't need to use Java or OpenC. You will just need to program in C++. Another feature that is really interesting is that you can deploy to iOS just using PC, so you don't need anything else for all the other platforms, or from Mac to Windows Phone or any of those other platforms that you want to use. So, for example, as you can see, the APIs that we have can span from different sort of features, and then you just call the functions on those, and you are able to use them. So, why we want to program in C++? It's because then we can have native performance on all devices, and we use OpenGL ES for graphs. And it's truly cross-platform, so pick whatever, and you will be able to deploy to that. Lots of studios have been using Marmalade so far. As you can see, EA, Konami, for building nice games that I'm sure that you have heard of. It's very flexible, which means that you can use 2D and 3D renderings, either using the own APIs that Marmalade provides, or just wrapping around third party or your own frameworks. So you are very flexible on this case. Marmalade also supports Lua language. And we call it Quick. It's more user-friendly when you start developing applications. So if you're a starter, you might want to start using Lua, and you don't have to see the C++ behind it if you don't want. As I said, the idea is just pure C++, and feel free to create games. So how does it work? How do you start? You can install for free the SDK. You just go to the website and download it for free. You also need Xcode and Visual Studio. Xcode and Visual Studio, depending on which environment you pick to program on. And on the dependency checker here, you will see that it immediately appears that you will have that set and you can go. You don't need to install any Android or iOS NDKs if you don't want. So that's also good. This is just to go over the basics. So it uses C++ and OpenGL, yes. But in between, you won't have to see on the loader, you won't have to see how we translate that to all other platforms. So you don't have to touch that. And you can wrap around other frameworks, such as Cocos to the X, especially on Quick. So I will start by showing you a quick demo on how it works. The way it works is we have here, when you install the SDK, you will go to the hub, which is the main where you should go to deploy all your and program all your games and applications. And here you can choose between C++ or Quick. The dependency checker is where you can check if you have everything installed or if you want some other features for Windows Phone, for Simulator, for iOS, for everything. Then first thing you do, as well, 3D package exporters, you can have Maya. So as I said, it's very flexible. So if we start by C++, you can import a project, the MKB project that I was talking about. This is the common project for both Lua and C++. And this is what is the core of Marmalade. This is what will help you, and this is what you have to start with, creating the MKB. And once you have that and you import the project, you just have to open it. And here you have all the options to deploy to other and to build your project. Now it's checking for it. If you open the IDE, since I'm on PC, it also automatically pops to Visual Studio. And in this corner here, you have the structure and how Marmalade works. So here you have all the middleware, and for example, I'm going to show you a quick low-end game called Harvest Hygienes, which there is in the tutorial for if you want to start. And the different stages of the tutorial, it's really easy to start with. And it's, I would say, similar to Candy Crush, but don't say that I say that. And so you have the different CPP files and headers that you can need. And the important thing is here you have the MKB. This is the project where you subproject everything that you would need for your applications, the files, and then you just have to specify the resources and the assets in this section here. You don't need anything else. The ICF file is the file that will configure your settings at the runtime. So for example, if you want to fix rotation of your device, or if you want to set the memory for that your application will use, or all these sort of settings that you want to fix at runtime, you edit the ICF file, and that's it. You're ready to go. So for example, if we go here now and we want to deploy to the simulator, we built our project. And we have options to build the debug and the release one. So we can just change that in case that we want to see what is actually happening on the background to debug. And you can build for both. In this screen here, you will check what is going on, what if you might have some problems, some errors or warnings when it's building your project. And once this is successful, you can run it. This is the Marmalade splash screen. So we can start playing. And this is, as I said, quite an easy game, low end. But you can create high end, sorry, now I will do it wrong. Yes. So you can create high end applications that will work on other devices. So the way it goes is that you have a layer, you have your pure CPP game code, and this goes to your rendering graphics. So it could be the Marmalade ones, which is IWGX. This is the ones, the APIs that we use, or Coast2DX, or whatever other third-party graphics that you want to use. You use the abstractions APIs that Marmalade has on the loader, and then you just get on the other side to the iOS platform with OpenGLES. As I said before, as you could see on the project, on the on the Visual Studio, there's the middleware section with all the with all these layers here. This is the abstraction APIs that you can use with Marmalade. This you subproject it and then you can use them. The ICF file, which is the one where you set the configuration of your application at runtime, and then your CPP file, where is where you program your application, and obviously the project file, which is the one that it's mandatory for Marmalade. Everything Marmalade takes care of the initialization of the functions, but still you have to call them, obviously. So for example, for Android, it works in the same way. So under the hood, it would work in the same way. And here it comes where Windows Phone. So with Windows Phone, we use Angle to translate between OpenGLES to DirectX. So you don't have to touch DirectX. You just, this is under the hood. You don't see those functions or those, you don't have those problems as such. And this is quite simplified example. So you might be wondering, what's the ecosystem of Marmalade? How do we work with all these services? In fact, we have analytics and we have third parties, and you just, if you want to use, for example, on iOS, you just wrap around the Objective-C with C++. You don't have to touch Objective-C. If you want Android third-party libraries, you just use the Java. You just wrap around the Java and the jar files, and that's it. So it's pretty flexible, and it's native performance. So it's quite useful when you want to obtain good performance on those devices. So as I said, Marmalade Quick is the Lua version of the C++. The Lua is a top layer on top of C++. It's you can use C++ as well with that, but it's a layer that is on top of the C++ core of Marmalade. And again, you can use all those third-party functionalities and just start programming in a friendly way. As I said, Lua is a friendly user language. The demo works in the same way. You just go back to the hub and just go to the Lua one, which, for example, if you open the project in this case, and we'll wait it for Bill, it will open the Lua file, where you can edit the functions and you can play with it. So in this case, this is the stage 3 of the tutorial. So it's, as I said, this application is very, is set to be in different stages. So you create the icons, you create how they change, and you add ads, or you can add, in all these stages, you will be able to check how Marmalade uses these different API functions to integrate all these different features in it. So it's very easy to start with it. If we would deploy this on the simulator. We go here. And we run. So in this case, we have the apple that goes up and down. And if we would like to change something, for example, the scale, we want to make it bigger, we just have to change it here, and then run it again. And in this case, you can see it changes. So it's just the matter of changing the Lua file or the CPP file, and you're set to go. You don't need to change anything else. So going back to the slides, as I said, you have all these tutorials that you can just follow step by step. And it's very easy to get started with Marmalade. You just download it for free, and there you go. Something else is that we are currently at the 7.8.1 version. Next week will be 7.9 with new features and new implementations. But the big release is Marmalade 8 that is coming next month. And we are very excited because it's going to be a powerful tool that you will be able to use in all sort of platforms. And please feel free to use it.